is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 6, continuing a series about the path of Jeremiah 6 and particularly verse 16. Now you can hear all of the messages in this series at our website, considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. You can go back and hear all of the messages in this series, and I'd invite you to go and visit the website there. And while you're there, do me a favor, click on the link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll contact us and send us a note, give us your address and where you're hearing the program today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this little prayer journal is just a notebook that fits into your shirt pocket, a purse or Bible case or something like that. A great way to keep track of your prayer requests. You know, the Scripture says, let your requests be made known unto God. But not only can you write the prayer request, but you can also keep track of when God answers those prayers as He promised to answer. And so you can get the prayer journal through the website, again, considerhisword.org. The easy way is just simply to email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us. Here's our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been doing this series on the path, and we've talked about the context of what was going on during this time in Jeremiah. We've talked about the cure from verse 16. Right now, I want to look at some characteristics of this path, and kind of began this last week, and I didn't get very far, so we're going to try to get into these characteristics a little bit more specifically today. So I want to go ahead and read the whole passage, because it really puts it all in perspective about what was going on during this time. Now, I want to remind you that Jeremiah was not a good time. The time that Jeremiah was writing the Scripture, that God was revealing to him the Word of God, it was not a good time. Israel was in captivity. They were struggling. They were rebelling against God. They had refused to listen to His Word. There was absolute corruption all the way down to the priesthood. Let's read about it. All right, so this is Jeremiah chapter 6. I'm going to start reading at verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I'm full of the fury of the Lord. I'm weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, and their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even to the priest, every one of them dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set my watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Such rebellion against God. Now, I don't want to get in too much detail. I covered that the last couple of weeks, but this was a very difficult time, a time of absolute rebellion against God. Notice they said, when God said, you know, they said, we're not going to walk, God gave them some hope. He said, here's the way. Ask for the old paths and walk in it. And they said, no, we're not going to walk that way. And then God said, well, I'll send watchmen. I think these were the preachers, the warners, if you would, that would tell them and warn them about the judgment that was to come. And he said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. And they said, we will not listen. They would not even listen to the warnings that God was giving them about the consequences of their sin. They would not listen. And so in verse 16 is this hope, the path that he has given to them. And I want to look at today some of the characteristics of this path. Now, the first one I touched on before, and that characteristic was that this was a well-blazed path. In other words, I mean that many had gone this way before. Now, before I get too far, let me read verse 16 again, because I want to make this clear. He said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Now, by well blazed, I mean that there had been many that had come before. You know, I remember one of the houses we lived in growing up, we moved around. We kind of stayed in the same town, but we moved around some. And in one of the places where we lived, across the street were these woods. I loved going over there and playing and exploring around. That wasn't big. It was probably about the size of maybe two or maybe three lots in a block. But there was a path that would go through those woods. And that path was there because many had walked that way before. It was a shortcut through the neighborhood, and many would walk that path. So you knew exactly where it was at. It would be clearly seen as many footsteps had gone over that path. It had been worn for many years. This path was well placed by those who had gone before, by people of faith in the Bible. Our parents and grandparents have blazed this path. Faithful saints throughout the years had walked this path. Deuteronomy 32:7 says, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. He says, consider the years of many generations. This path has been walked by many generations. But not only is it marked, or not only is it well blazed, but it's marked in the sense that there are signposts throughout that path. Our church here is located on the Florida Trail. Now, I realize that not very many people are familiar with the Florida Trail. I'm sure you've heard of the Appalachian Trail. Well, the Florida Trail comes right by our church. And so we host many of the Florida Trail hikers. It's a whole other ministry that we have here on the reservation. Now, we give them a place to sleep. We try to provide them with a few things that they need. But you see, as they walk that Florida Trail, by the way, the Florida Trail starts down in Tamiami Trail, down in the middle of the Everglades, about 50 miles south of us, about halfway between Miami and Naples. And it goes all the way to Pensacola. Well, how do they know the way? How do they know to get there? Well, certainly they have maps and they have an app that shows them. But when you're walking the trail, you'll see along the trees or sometimes on a fence post, sometimes even on telephone poles, an orange mark. It's about 5 or 6 inches wide, about the width of a paintbrush, about 5 or 6 inches wide. It's probably, I'd say, 10 inches or so long, and it's called a blaze. Now, in the Florida Trail, they're orange. And so the hikers will follow the orange blaze all along the Florida Trail. Understand, the Appalachian Trail, I think, has white ones. There are other trails that may have a blue one, but these are marks. They're well marked. There are volunteers that go out and mark the path. Now, when you're in the woods, once you pass a blaze, you're supposed to be able to see the next one, and it guides you through that Florida Trail. Well, the path here that the scripture is talking about is also well marked. It's marked by the trials of those who have gone before, those who have struggled before, those who have suffered, if you would, before. 2 Timothy 1:4 says, "So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." And so it's marked by the trials of those that had gone before. And we hear those testimonies and we read about those trials they had gone through, persecutions like we have never seen. But it's then also marked by the triumph of those that's gone before. There were many victories, many battles that were won. Psalm 98:1, "Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory." Triumphs over enemies and over sin and self. 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Thanks be to God, which causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the Savior of his knowledge in every place." It's marked by the testimonies of those who have gone before that will get up and say, "I remember when this happened. I remember when we went through this loss. I remember when we had this challenge." And they go back and they can tell those stories. And so it is well marked. It is well worn. And so it is very visible. You know, this is not a secret path through the woods. You don't have to go through with a machete or some kind of a big knife and blaze a new trail, because you see the path is already there. That's why he says to seek the old path. Ask for the old path. You see, it's been there all along. And I want to reemphasize that that path is actually Jesus himself. He is that path. You know, the way to heaven is not a mystery. The way to heaven is not something you have to go and search for. It's very clear in Scripture. When Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Jesus is that path. It's the old path. It's the way of the Word of God. It's the way of God to come to him through Christ. I used to have a bookstore. I managed a bookstore for over 10 years. And many times authors would come out and say, "Find a new way. There's a new way. Discover Christ in a new way." No, we need to get back to the old way, to ask and seek for the old path and walk therein. We're going to continue this next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.